From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Across Iraq, the fight against the insurgency is being waged from dozens of American forward operating bases. Life on these bases has improved over the last 2 years, but it's still rough as servicemen and women search for relief from the stress, heat, and tedium of their missions. As part of our series, The Span of War, NPR's Eric Westervelt is following the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. He sent this report about life at a forward operating base in eastern Baghdad.
Late last year, U.S. military officials decided that the 100 American forward operating bases, or FOBs, in Iraq should have more virtuous-sounding names. So FOB Gunslinger became Solidarity, Headhunter became Independence. And here in eastern Baghdad, electrical contractor Bill Stinson from Spokane, Washington, has seen the base names come and go.
This is the 3rd name change for the camp so far. Started out as Mule Skinner and then changed to Camp Cuervo, which seemed to be everybody's favorite. Unfortunately, there is no Cuervo here, but now it's Rustamaya.
Actually, Stinson knows the camp was not named after the tequila, but for Army Private First Class Ray Cuervo, who was killed in combat in late 2003. FOB Rustamaya was once an Iraqi Army Officers Academy. It's a sprawling series of stern-looking Soviet-era buildings. Some 3,000 soldiers and contractors live here. Army carpenters and engineers have tried to spruce the place up, but like most of the infrastructure of Saddam Hussein's fallen army, the base is dilapidated. An old hospital and office buildings have been converted to sleeping quarters. Soldiers have taken over the Iraqi shoebox-sized barracks and made them their own. They now have basic comforts many Iraqis lack. Speaking of the 3rd Infantry Division's second combat tour in Iraq, Specialist Joseph Hill, an Army medic, says this place is like Club Med compared to the last time we were in Baghdad.
We have beds, you know, real beds with mattresses, maybe TVs in our rooms, air conditioning going full blast all the time. I've got rugs in my room, Persian rugs in my room, 2 wall lockers full of all my stuff, DVD player, stereo, and the food's actually good. Food is really good. Get whatever you want, as much as you want, kind of like a food court in a mall.
During their off hours, soldiers can hit the gym or play video games. Many of them shoot 'em up virtual combat games. The majority of soldiers at this FOB go on patrol and combat missions nearly every day, but the downtime between missions and the scorching heat can be mind-numbing. Staff Sergeant Bart Hatcher says of FOB life, you have to keep busy, even if it means rearranging your sock drawer again, or you'll sit around missing home too much. If socks don't do it for entertainment, there are nightly movies, pool tables, and other games in the air-conditioned Liberty Center. Specialist Hill.
It's actually mostly what we do on our downtime. You can watch movies, listen to music, play ping pong, turn it into Forrest Gump.
Bill Stinson, the electrician, is one of the American contractors who helps keep the base running, along with hundreds of laborers and cooks from India, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. They live inside the wire at Rustamaya, rarely if ever venturing beyond the thick, high concrete walls. Soldiers have nicknamed them, or anyone who never leaves the FOB, as FOBbits.
We can't get off the camp, so we're all kind of stir crazy. And as stressful as it is, you know, everybody stays pretty tight. Other than that, there's no way out. There's nothing to do but work 12 hours a day and go back to your trailer at night.
Before dinner, 20-year-old Specialist Hill likes to keep his routine. He walks over to one of the trailers packed with telephones and tries to reach his pregnant wife, 18-year-old Rebecca. She's back home in Florida. They're expecting a son in October. Inside, the air-conditioned trailer is packed with soldiers. Small phone booths are separated by thin strips of plywood. Hill stuffs a dip of chew into his gum line before dialing his wife again.
Come on, babe, answer the phone. Come on, woman.
After several attempts, a connection.
You feel the baby kicking still? Yeah. Waking you up in the middle of the night?
They talk baby clothes, baby showers, and what they did that day, 7,000 miles apart.
As soon as you start doing stuff, and you know, stuff for the baby and stuff like that, time's gonna go fast. Hey, babe. I'm gonna call you back when you're a little bit more awake, all right? All right, baby. Love you.
Rebecca was half asleep, Hill says, but adds with a broad smile, it was still good to hear her voice.
That's the only thing that makes a day go bad around here, besides one of my friends getting killed, is not being able to talk to my wife.
More than 2 years into the Iraq War, soldiers face something of an ironic twist to their lives at bases across Iraq. The quality of creature comforts and links to loved ones are up, and so is the ever-present specter of violence. The 24/7 phone and internet lines, for example, are shut down for a day or longer, what they call a commo blackout, whenever a soldier is killed or badly wounded. And the threat of violence doesn't go away when they're inside the perimeter. Soldiers know the siren's wail is not a drill.
No, nobody goes out here unless they got violence.
Insurgents last month fired several rockets at Rustamaya. Private Dan Newberry, an infantry mortarman, was in the motor pool taking a break from working on his Humvee when the first rocket hit.
I was just standing outside smoking a cigarette and just a whistle and a boom. And I seen the dust cloud and I started running towards here. And there was one blast and then as I ran away, there was a second blast.
No one was killed. The rockets did cause some minor property damage. They're just spraying and praying, a soldier says, of the insurgents' aim. The base will now be on heightened alert for the next few days. Newberry says everyone will be on edge about another rocket or mortar strike.
I mean, you're always on guard, no matter how quiet it's been. That's just part of the job, always being on guard, always staying aware, staying alert. That's what's going to keep you alive over here. I mean, we leave the FOB every single day. We drive out, do our patrols every day. And, yeah, a lot of times nothing happens. And if nothing happens, that's actually a good day. But you still got to be aware, no matter. Complacency is not an option. You have to. You always worry. It's always in the back of your mind. It could happen at any time.
Hey, the flies are fine, so this guy should.
Yeah, I just took a shower. I don't know about you.
Well, I mean, I don't know where you showered at, but those aren't showers over there.
You just dropped the first gate here, right?
About 30 soldiers smoke, talk, and sit in the late afternoon heat. They're waiting for transport to the military base at Baghdad Airport. They're heading home for 2 weeks of R&R leave. Private First Class Brandon Keel says he's more than ready for a break from the tedium punctuated by violence, like the car bomb that recently detonated near him.
I got hit up front with the V-bid a couple months back. That was kind of crazy because it was like, finally I got to do something. We do missions every day, so it's nice to go home finally, have a break for 2 weeks, see family mainly, drink a couple beers. I turned 21 over here also, so it's like, oh man, let's celebrate my 21st back home a couple months late.
Brian Gonzalez. Jenkins, Jeremiah.
Brian Lee, a big, hulking sergeant who's helping organize their temporary leave, cautions the young soldiers to remember, when you're in uniform, you represent the 3rd Infantry Division and the U.S. Army.
But some of y'all is going to Montana, South Dakota, some places where they haven't seen you, somebody going to want to buy you a beer. You want to get plastered in the airport, how many of y'all got y'all civilian clothes with you? Change. Changing civilian clothes, get drunk as you want.
Nearby, an older sergeant implores the single soldiers to, quote, wrap that rascal, wear a condom if they get lucky on leave. Then the soldiers pick up their gear and their one travel bag and head to the helicopter pad for the ride to Baghdad Airport. One soldier says he knows the 2-week leave will go by too quickly, and it's back to FOB Rustamaya for another 7 months or longer. Another soldier says, we may be miserable part of the time here because we miss our families, but we really do love our jobs, adding, I can't think of why anybody would want to sign up for anything other than this front-line stuff. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Photos from the U.S. Army's Rustamaya Forward Operating Base are at npr.org.